You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
A new film called Cracks is a psychological thriller based on Sheila Kohler's 1999 novel of the same name and marks the directorial debut of Jordan Scott, daughter of Ridley Scott. It's about an elite group at an all-girl boarding school in a remote part of England, the members of the diving team. Eva Green plays Miss G, the exotic and glamorous coach, the girls' favorite instructor. But when Fiamma, a Spanish aristocrat, transfers to the school and joins the team, we begin to see that Miss G is not all she has seemed to be. Cracks opens this Friday at the IFC and Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, and I'm very pleased that it has brought Jordan Scott and the exotic and glamorous Eva Green to our show today. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Jordan, this is your first feature film. Why did you choose something so dark for your debut?
I think my mother asked the same question. It really sort of spoke to me because of my school experience and growing up in England and also sort of the love of the films I used to watch when I was younger and when I was a teenager, the sort of Lord of the Flies and Prime Miss Jean Brodie and what happens when a group of girls goes a little bit feral.
Well, you've compared this film to Lord of the Flies, but that was all about boys being boys.
Yes, but I think it's also about isolation and also about, what happens when you sort of remove teenagers from society. And, it's especially heightened with girls, sort of when you put them in that boiling pot.
Eva, you're also in a series called Camelot that's about to be shown on the Starz Network here. You play Morgan Le Fay, the sorceress who's one of the main antagonists in the Arthurian legends. Do you like playing dangerous women? Are you offered roles in films where you're going to be one of the darker elements?
Well, I like complicated characters, complex characters who are quite ballsy. I'm not very interested in playing just, the girlfriend. I just like characters who have guts. And, Morgan Le Fay.
And slightly cracked, actually.
Yeah, and Miss G is, I think, an amazing character to play for an actress. You know, she can look tough, seems full of confidence, but she is extremely fragile and, like a little bird. So it's just, a gift for an actor.
Cracks is an adaptation of Sheila Kohler's novel, but wasn't that set in South Africa in the 1960s? How did you come to place this in England in the 1930s?
I think the sort of the time shift for me was important because I liked the parallel that I thought was sort of going on within the school and then what was going on in Europe in the 30s and that kind of sense of denial and most of Europe sort of having their head in the sand and not really wanting to admit what was going on. And I sort of felt like that was what was happening in the school as well. And also it's a great period for, visually and the costumes and the music and everything. And then I moved it to England just, obviously because I'm English and I wanted to sort of draw on my experience more and just that very sort of magical landscape and world.
Well, also the matters of class. And actually in the 30s, British upper class was even more separated from the rest of the public than in later years. So many were sympathizers with the Nazis for a while. Here we have this.
The Mitfords.
Yes, and others. In fact, the king who abdicated. But this is this came as a surprise to some degree because even though you're British, your father and your uncle only seem to make movies about America.
It's true. I think that they've both sort of had such a fascination with America from a very early age, and they were both completely obsessed with American movies, and they grew up in a very small town in the north of England. And so it was a larger than life world. And I think, you know, it was kind of a dream come true, and in a weird way still is. You know, it's, they're
well,
still
now
living
they're even
a dream.
Producing an American TV hit set in Chicago and filmed in New York, The Good Wife.
Yes, yes.
But how did you find the setting here? First of all, well, before we get to that, we're talking about family. Mm. Eva, you also are a come out of a show business family, don't you?
Yeah, my mother is a French actress, Marlène Jobert. She comes from the New Wave era. And my father did just one movie with Robert Bresson a long time ago. So, yeah, I was born.
That's a good credit. Which one?
Au hasard, Balthazar.
Oh, one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen.
It's very touching.
So how did you wind up with an English accent?
Oh, because I've worked a lot on it, and I've been living in London now for 5 years.
Growing up in a family like that, did you have to study acting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my mother didn't want me to be an actress. She said it's only for crazy people. So
you play crazy people.
I am
people.
Crazy. But, yeah, no, I went to drama school for 3 years in France. I did a workshop in England. Yeah, and since then I've been very lucky.
Did your father want you to become a film director, Jordan?
Probably not. Probably not. I think for the same reason. I think, you know, if anything, he would probably have wanted me to become an actress.
Well, Francis Coppola is very proud of Sophia, and he promotes her films all the time. I'm assuming your father is very proud of what you've done here.
Yes.
You got your foot in the water with a film called All the Invisible Children. Mm-hmm. You did a short there. Was that how you learned how to make movies, or was it watching your father and your uncle on the sets?
Well, I mean, I've been working in advertising for, you know, the last 12 or more years. So I direct commercials, and then, you know, it got to the point where you want to start telling a story and exercising a slightly different part of your brain, I suppose. And so, yeah, I just sort of, you know, started creeping forward, I suppose, minute by minute, literally. And then eventually sort of took the leap.
Well, I was thinking about you and Sophia, and I'm wondering whether the daughters of top directors are the next wave.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Did all the invisible children prepare you for cracks? Because in some ways, that's also about children losing their innocence.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's about that sort of short was about how children always, even through losing their innocence, they still can find a way to be children and still hang on to, you know, a portion of that mindset.
Eva, you worked with Ridley Scott on Kingdom of Heaven in 2005. Is that where the two of you met?
No, we didn't meet on set at all.
No, we never met each other.
No, I mean, Jordan sent me a very nice letter asking me if I wanted to be part of Cracks. And I met her and I fell in love with her and that's it.
Had you worked with a woman film director before?
No, it's my first time.
And I was wondering if this film about females, young and old, in an isolated community, would have been very different if a man had directed it. What do you think?
I mean, this movie is so feminine, and Jordan is also very sensitive, very sensual, and I think it fits the film very well. I don't know if a man would have understood this world.
Yeah. You felt like you had some insights, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, definitely. I think, you know, just by virtue of having been a teenage girl at some point, of course you have more insight.
And you gone to boarding school?
I didn't go to boarding school. I went to a girls' school. I've always gone to, you know, all girls' schools, day schools. But I do think it's, you know, I think teenage girls especially can be the most loving, wonderful creatures who, you know, really support and nurture each other. And they can also be wicked, like really sort of downright mean.
Yeah. The mean girl thing is something we discuss a lot in this country.
Yeah.
Of course, Miss G plays on that.
Yes.
She has favorites.
Yes.
And she flirts with the girls.
Well, yes, I think it's to it's a control issue for her, and an issue of narcissism and the feedback that she gets from them.
The film is quite lovely visually. Where did you shoot it?
Ireland, just outside Dublin.
Did you find a boarding school that was by a lake and say, "Oh my,
oh my, this is the place"? No, we actually, it's made up of a lot of different locations. But we shot at a boarding school, a really lovely boarding school, somewhere I would have quite liked to have gone actually. That was really beautiful, and then this kind of crazy magical lake, which I think you're shooting at again now.
Yeah,
you can't escape it.
It's called Lugalo in Ireland, and it looks like the Guinness beer. It's like pitch black.
Yeah, it looks like a pint of Guinness.
And
yes.
People dive from a very high diving board, rather competently. I don't know whether the actors actually did that or whether suddenly you substituted diving body doubles.
Oh yes, no. We got body doubles. We got amazing diving team in Dublin, who all girls and actually sort of all resembled a lot of the characters in different ways, like physically. So they were amazing, and they were the diving doubles.
You also have references to 1930s technology in the film, including a vintage asthma inhaler and a diving trainer. Did you have to do a lot of research to figure that out? Because that's not in the book.
No, I mean, and especially because we shifted the time period. So yeah, there was a lot of fun research and a lot of references found.
And costumes are important here. Miss G's clothing changes over the course of the movie. Do you feel, Eva, that what you're wearing plays a role in helping you to develop the character?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important to me, especially for Miss G. There was a great collaboration with Alison Byrne. We wanted to make her very glamorous, very perfect looking. And, she got inspired by these great movie stars. So I think she sews at night. It's perfect at the beginning, rather colorful. And little by little, it becomes, there's no makeup, the hairs, and she is, completely damaged.
You're listening to WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. I'm talking with Eva Green and Jordan Scott about a new film that is called Cracks, and that opens this week, this Friday, at the IFC in Lincoln Plaza. You've had experiences with fashion. You worked with Dior, did you?
Yes.
I don't know whether John Galliano has had enough troubles recently, was involved in this film in any way.
I think they did donate a couple of vintage pieces.
From the Dior collection.
Archives, yeah.
Well, you get to wear some of the most beautiful clothing in the world on top of everything else in doing this film. I'm just wondering whether you're even concerned at all about becoming typecast. Because, I mean, where do you go from here?
I don't know. I've done recently some other roles that are, really different. And, where there's a movie, I don't know when it's going to come out. It's called Womb, and I'm playing somebody who's very shy, very nerdy. So that's rather different. Perfect Sense with Ewan McGregor. It's also, a very normal character.
I feel a lot better. what's happened with the Camelot series? Has it all been filmed by now?
Yes. Yes, it's coming out in April, on the 1st of April on Stars.
Well, Morgan Le Fay and the stories becomes a lot friendlier as the story progresses. Does she in the series as well?
Yes. I mean, we don't know much about Morgan, actually. She's the most enigmatic character in the myth. We think at the beginning that she's evil, but she is just a very damaged character. She's a woman. Therefore, she's been denied the throne, and she'll do anything to get it. And the relationship with Arthur is very complex. It's love, hate. She has tender feelings for him, but you know, he wants the throne, so it's complicated.
And they may be related.
They, yeah.
Which would be another problem. Jordan, have any other films in the works?
At the moment, yeah, I'm just, you know, developing a couple of things and hoping to get going.
But meanwhile, we have Cracks, which is opening this Friday at the IFC and Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And my great thanks to director Jordan Scott and to its star Eva Green for being on our show today.
Thank you so much.